Good evening.
Good evening. Malka.
Do you have any questions, Malka?
Oh, tonight's Wednesday. No, sir. I haven't slowed down to even think about questions. No, sir, I don't.
I understand. Right now, you're the only one, so let's wait to see if somebody else comes with some questions.
All right. Thank you.
How is Dallas?
Busy. Today was my oldest granddaughter's birthday. She turned 17. So we kind of celebrated that. Huh?
I said Mazel Tov.
Yeah. So that was an all-day affair. I think we're kind of settling in for the night, thank goodness. So that was...
I'm sure it's nice to be with family that you haven't seen for a while.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing, yes. I think everybody's just ready to chill out. So that's kind of what was my day and the baby. Me and the baby had a lot of quality time today. It was just the two of us. So
that's even smoother. That's more.
Yeah, he's such a good baby. He's so sweet. He smiles all the time and plays. He's just really a good baby. He misses his sisters when they're not around. He has three sisters. Well, actually, four sisters. So.
Which he manipulates very well, I'm sure.
Yes. Absolutely.
One of my favorite periods in my life was my daughter had chosen to be a single mother, and she needed help with her new baby, who's my grandson, Joseph. And so I spent the first 10 months of his life helping her for the few months, and then she went back to work, and so I was with him for those other 7 months, and it was really very, very special.
Yeah, it is.
Which I continue to remind him of every time I see him or talk to him. And he said, Saba, I just don't remember. So I believe someone else came on.
Oh, it sounds like it, yes.
Good evening.
It's me.
Hey, Brandy.
Do you have any questions tonight?
Do I have any questions? No,
yes.
Not really.
Well, while we're still waiting for somebody to bring questions, we have a few more minutes before we call the class. You get to think of one.
Mm-hmm.
And Oak, I have a question, kind of an observation. I was wondering if it's just this time of the year, or if the planets are doing something crazy or what. But it seems that people are more violent. I heard on the television today where this mother is being charged and put in jail because she set her 2-year-old on fire.
That's for sure.
I know. I mean, I just can't even imagine in my wildest dreams, you know, something like that. But I hear a lot of violence.
Can I ask you which station or television station or where you heard it from?
Yeah, it was on our local channel, Channel 4. And I believe it was a lady in Louisiana. But it showed her picture, but she wasn't very old. I would imagine she wasn't even in her 30s yet. So somewhere between 20 and 30.
There have always been new mothers. Was this a new baby or a toddler?
It was a toddler. He was 24 months old.
Okay. There have always been people who did absurd things to their children. There are many, many horror stories about child abuse to babies because babies are demanding, and if the parent is not oriented, you know, they feel put upon, their orientation is very much into the desire to receive for oneself alone, some crazy things happen, and they have always happened. There's no more today than there was in previous generations, previous situations. The difference is, the news industry is trying to find a place that they can make a dollar, that they can be profitable. And the only way they are profitable is by selling advertising. And so if they can hype horror stories and people are attracted to that, they make a rate of revenue in what that ad that they put on it at the break. Now, if you think back 2,000 years, people were of a certain nature. Today, they're on that same level, that same nature. The difference is, those people who have progressed spiritually have revealed a greater amount of light, have learned to have a desire to receive in order to share. Those people don't come back into the world. The light that they have revealed leaves the world with them, and it's sitting in the level of Bina consciousness, waiting for the rest of us to complete our tikkunim. So the reality is, the world appears to us to be darker when in reality it's lighter by virtue of all that light that the people who have passed and don't have to come back have taken with them, have revealed with them. So it's not that it's any crazier in this world than it was before, but there are some differences. The differences are those people who have reached their tikkun aren't here. And in addition to that, we're running short of time. There's only 222 years. And in September, 221 years left before the 6,000th year. But we have a lot to do, and that's why you have so much thing. It appears to us everything is speeding up. We have faster cars. We have cars instead of wagons. We have airplanes to go from one location on one continent to another. We all are learning, you know, are exposed. You know, I was having a discussion to one of my students who originally she was from Croatia, and we were discussing some personal issues with her having to do with the difference in the generations between her mother and her. She's in her early 40s. Her mother's in her 70s. And what is their difference in perception? Her mother lived through a country after the Second World War that had a significant amount of graft. But when the country entered the European Union about 15, 18, 20 years ago, that graft had to go underground. It had to disappear. So her mother perceives the country as still being in the grip of that graft, and the way people, it was a function of government based on who you knew, meaning who would be who you could get to and pay a graft. Whereas today, that's not acceptable anymore. The laws are followed. They're not corrupted. Now, I don't know the truth, which is correct. I have never lived in Croatia. I don't know. I don't read Croatian to see what the newspapers are saying about this. But this is, you know, what she indicated to me, where this conflict in the generations is coming from. Because the older generation says this is how the world works. It was based on, you know, for 50 years, it's been who you knew was how you got along in the world. And today the country is more stable and more aware and more consistent in the application of the laws and the justice. And then we went on in our discussion to talk about other parts of the world. So here, you know, we had a whole news cycle for 3 weeks about 12 teenage Thai boys. Everybody knew about them. In every country of the world, we have how many billion people watched the final game of the World Cup? The consistency of television showing people a consistent message in the United States, in Europe, in Africa. You know, I have people that work in this building that are immigrants from Africa. When Kenya and the west coast of Africa was tribal wars, and they're telling me there's no longer that. It's much less. But yes, there's a lot of graft, but it's also getting better. And they're all aware of how the streets of America are paved with gold, as they still think that. But when they get here, all of a sudden, some people just cannot make that adjustment. Because the gold isn't, the streets aren't paved with gold. But others make the adjustment and really shine and improve their lives and their children's lives. So it's all related to the perception. It's all based on anecdotal evidence. I know someone, and this is the story they told me. Well, what are the statistics showing? And what is the historical statistics showing? What is truth? Is there climate change? There are people in the United States says that there's no climate change. There are other people who the scientists are saying, every scientist worth their salt is saying there is. On the news, we're seeing these huge glaciers in Norway and in Greenland. We never had access to those pictures live before. Our perceptions of the world is different. What is the truth? Is climate changing? And if climate is changing, what has to happen? Oh, people's behavior is going to have to change. Well, what is tikkun? It's about changing your character traits. It's about changing your habits. It's about changing the way you perceive the world and the way you act within the world. What is the correct action? Each person has their own perception that they have to deal with. So it's not that it's any more crazy. It was always crazy. It was always a dark world filled with chaos. But now it's a lighter world filled with less chaos. But as long as there's any chaos, the world is incomplete. And that's the important thing to take home from the question you've asked. We have to keep pushing, struggling, changing. Now, feel free to disagree with me, because it's easy to, you know, this is my perception. It's my perception after studying Kabbalah for so many years. It's my perception based on what my teachers taught me. Doesn't mean that I am right, and it definitely doesn't mean I'm right for every human being.
But it does give you something to think about.
Yes, it does. And the contemplation alone causes change.
That's just what I was going to say.
Malka, you have any comments or thoughts?
No, sir.
Anybody else have any additional questions or the same question in a different way? You all have a beautiful evening. Tomorrow we will have our two classes, one being the deeper Zohar class at 4:30, and the other will be a regular Zohar class. Actually, it's going to be a discussion of Tu B'Av tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, West Coast time. So I bid you all shalom, shalom gadol.
Shalom.
Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you.